Welcome to Porg Chatter, the only Porg podcast where comedians earn points for their opinion and how close they come to my opinion on Porgs. Tonight with me is my co-host, Asterios Kokonos. Asterios, say hi.
Hi. Listeners may be confused because they were expecting an episode of Science Friction, but they're getting an episode of Porg Chatter?
Don't act like you don't know what it is.
Well, but they won't know what it is.
Porg Chatter is a podcast all about the porgs from Star Wars. They're cute, I like them, and so I made a podcast about them. My name's Sarantra, by the way, and if you don't like porgs, well, this is not the episode for you. I'm sorry, buddy.
But I honestly do think that if someone doesn't like porgs, they're like a poser. I think that they're like, well, I'm going to be cool. I don't like you.
It's like, oh, I don't like
you. They're designed for you to like them.
Look at their big eyes.
They have big eyes. They're puffins. They turned puffins. Well, introduce everybody. I'm sorry. I'm getting too excited.
My other guests today are Luke. Luke, do you have a special name you want me to use?
No, I'm just Luke is great. I'm a hardcore pornographer.
You're porn.
Love them. Love every bit of them. From those puffin-like feet to those cute, round, emotive eyes.
And Justin Wang. Justin, introduce yourself to the people.
Hi, I don't know shit about porgs.
Excellent.
I'm about to get porgified right now.
You're about to get educated, son. So today's topic on Porg Chatter is this gif. I would like everyone to watch it a few times. And we'll put this in the comments.
You're opening your podcast by showing people a gif?
Yes.
Okay, well, you want to try to describe the gif?
It's two porgs and they're snuggling.
Yeah, and there seems
there's
to be
a third one in the foreground.
Yeah,
really. Yeah. Ignore that porg. That porg is just in the shot.
That's a garbage porg.
Yeah,
I think I like it because it adds a real layer and an extra dimension. Like
he's
behind his back. The snuggling's happening.
See, now what you guys might not know about this porgs is these porgs right here in the background, the two that are cuddling, are both dudes.
Oh.
So how you know that is I read this. My only source for this fact is an account called Addicted to Porgs on Twitter. So if this is not true, blame Addicted to Porgs. So porgs, you can tell the difference between a male porg and a female porg by the presence of the orange on its face. So the male porgs, it's kind of like, have you ever seen a female peacock? They suck.
What?
They're ugly.
They're pretty drab. Phoning it in.
Am I the only one that doesn't know what a female peacock looks like?
They got the peahen. Yeah, peahen.
Peahen.
The cock
is like a...
Yeah, like a dick.
The bird dick. Yeah.
It's a peahen?
Yeah, it's peahen because like a cock is like a, you know...
Like a dick.
Like a dick.
Like the bird's dick. That's what is colored like that.
Do birds fuck, Luke?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Are you sure?
I've watched it
How
happen.
How do you get unfertilized eggs?
We've watched it happen.
It's true.
I don't know. Are you like a bird expert?
I'm not. I wouldn't call myself an expert. I'm an amateur bird
enthusiast.
Because I know like a duck has like a spiral dick.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That I also know.
Yeah.
That's then how do you get unfertilized eggs?
I think it's just they haven't had sex. They're abstinent chickens.
Oh, they just lay eggs?
They just lay eggs to show off for a rooster that's nearby. But it
Wait,
doesn't
is that why they lay eggs?
Yeah.
Sirius is over here
losing
his shit.
It makes sense, because like, yeah. like you're showing that you're, like, you're ready.
It's
to, like,
look, I'm fertile.
You're like, look,
I got all these eggs.
I'm wasting my eggs because you won't fuck me.
All I need is that peacock. Yeah.
That doesn't make a ton of sense, because that's like a woman being wearing a pregnant belly around. Like, look at me, I could get pregnant.
They say, though, that you can like tell like when a woman's ovulating. Like, there's like certain features that come out. Like, we should be attuned to this naturally. Like, I couldn't describe what an ovulating woman looks like. But supposedly, I should be able to tell.
Pheromones?
How they appear. Like
rosier cheeks?
I think there's like supposedly like a glow that happens.
Mm.
Like, so maybe like ovulating women are sweaty or some shit.
Well, this isn't pregnant bitch cast. This is porg chatter. So these two porgs are dudes and they are snuggling it up, which means I think this is Disney's first homosexual couple.
Gay pornography.
Those porgs are gay as fuck. Suck on that, conservatives. You see that? You don't like the number of black people in Star Wars? Well, you're not going to like the number of gay porgs on there either. Those porgs, are they making out? Asterios?
I honestly think it is undeniable that there is now a gay couple in Star Wars. And the fact that it's porgs makes it even better because porgs are so cute and lovable. And so it's like, They made the cutest little gay couple in space. I love it.
Those porgs are out and proud.
Yeah, I'm really happy about this.
It's good too because like it appeals to like the other kin too, who like might identify as porgs. So it's like you got their gay and they're like. And they're like porgs too, so like you got like two bases covered.
Why don't you explain to our listeners what an other kin is?
An other kin is like if you identify as I don't necessarily, it's not the animal thing. It's like you can identify as like a fictional character or some shit, or like there was like that Google person who identified as a building. They're an other kin.
Well, that definitely doesn't seem like a symptom of a mental illness.
Wait, so how would they describe? Would they be like, my building self is feeling?
I don't know
good
if they
today.
Said. I don't know if they said building self, but like that's they're a building. So like,
has the boiler inspector like checked them out? Because I feel like that's where mine goes. My mind immediately is that there's a lot of code that they got to pass if they're a building. Aside from, you know, like, I don't want to naysay that that's their truth or whatever. I just want to say.
Oh, my God. What if they get plastic surgery?
There's a
and they
reason
don't
for
approve?
Building codes, you know, and yes. You got to, you know, whether or not you are the building or you live in the building has to pass that inspection.
Could you imagine like a government office, I mean, somebody walking like, in and being like, I identify as a building. Is it okay if I get fake tits?
What are you talking about?
No, like, that's true. Like, to what? Be like. To be like to a legally like habitable building, you need to like fit certain requirements. You can't just like be like, hey, like my fucking slum identifies as a building, so it's a building. Like you can't, no, yeah. Like you need to pass codes so people can live inside of you.
You also building. Just can't put fake tits on your building. You have to apply for a permit for
that's
that.
True.
Can you?
You,
must you rather?
You
I
must.
I think my homeowners association will allow that.
Yeah, a lot of the times the condo board will put a naysay on that right away.
Anyway.
This is a show about porgs, right?
Sorry, you're right. You're
anyway,
right.
It's like I was saying.
I think that the gay porgs are great because I think it'll finally allow other Star Wars couples to live their truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we R2 and C-3PO are, you know, at
odds. Do you think
odds.
They're gay?
Well, I think that, like, years, decades, however long the span of the first six movies was, of living in the closet, and like the droid closet, has taken a toll. And that's why R2's often, you know, the middle of nowhere powered down, because he can't take that stress anymore.
Do you think that BB, is it BB-8?
That's mm-hmm. right.
BB-8 is gay.
I think BB-8 may be pansexual.
What is that?
Just everything. He's just down. Like, he used his head to stick into another machine in
that's
that one
gay.
Scene in the new Star Wars.
He did do that.
Yeah. I don't know what part of his body that corresponds to. I don't know what part of the ship's anatomy that corresponds to, but it was, I mean, it was, he was in there. He
how
was in there deep
pansexual?
Rooting around with all those little
that
fingers.
Seems like, that's like
too.
More of like a matter of survival, though. Like, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
That I survive, the same could but. Be said about love.
Would you fuck a dude to survive? What is the least amount of money you would accept to suck a dick?
I feel like no matter what price I say, in reality, the price is lower than what I'm going to say it's going to be.
I mean, I do it for free. So.
Yeah, but... I mean, there's definitely an amount. Like, it's like, I grew up like a big Ted DiBiase fan, so...
Everybody's got a price.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a price. If someone says they don't have a price, don't trust that person because they're full of shit.
So what's your price, Justin?
I don't know what my price is. Because here's the thing, people, like, they'll think, like, oh, yeah, I'll never suck a dick. Like, it's going to take me, like, $10 million to suck a dick. But then, like, they don't have that $10 million in front of them. They don't have the $1 million in front of them. They don't have the $1,000 or $100 in front of them. So, like, you don't know. You don't know.
$100 is a little low.
You say that, yeah. But you don't have $100. You don't have someone be like, here, $100. You don't have the $100 in your face right now.
Well, that's not, I think sucking a dick and sucking a dick to completion are two different things. So, Justin, what is your price in money in a suitcase, sucking a dick to completion?
See, here's the thing. Like, having been
you
on a
really
lot
of keep avoiding this question, and I'm not going to stop
no,
asking
No, because, like,
it.
Completion is hard to, like, I'm the kind of business person where it's like, if I promise something, like, I have to deliver on it. And
you're
I've
only
learned
as good as your word. That's mm-hmm. exactly right.
Exactly. And having been on a lot of Tinder dates, I know that, like, completion is hard to guarantee.
Right. Okay.
So,
I also think just business wise, it's not a great idea to box yourself in with a quote now. Like, keep yourself open for future negotiations.
Nothing wrong.
You don't know who's going to hear this and then say, "Well, I was quoted on
pork chatter
that it was a hard 10 mil, and I have the 10 mil, and we're ready to go." And that doesn't leave you room for a sliding scale.
You kind of got to negotiate too.
Well, they say the first person. the first person to name a number loses.
Exactly.
In any negotiation, including what your dick sucking number is.
And I'd like to clarify for the audience, nothing wrong with sucking a couple dicks.
No.
Especially if you're a guy. Like these porgs. These porgs are leading the pride parade.
Do porgs have dicks?
They're birds, so I assume they do.
They definitely have like, they seem like the corkscrew dick kind of bird.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder where their dicks are.
Well, where's a puffin's dick?
Yeah, like where's
because porgs are based on puffins.
Do puffins have dicks?
Everybody grab their phone right now.
Everybody's looking this up.
Everybody pull out their phone. First puffin, one to find it wins.
Puffin dick.
Oh no, my phone is locked.
Be careful it doesn't autocorrect to puffing dick, because that is different.
Yo, all right. I Google puffin dick and the first fucking thing that pops up, anime sucks dick. And it's a picture of a puffin walking.
Oh, it's
that
stupid meme.
Yeah.
Wait, what is this meme?
I don't know. It just says anime sucks dick. There's an
unpopular opinion puffin.
Yeah. There's an unpopular... So there's what a success does... baby, there's a autistic penguin, and there's an unpopular puffin?
Hey, this isn't meme cast. This is pork chatter. Keep the memes to pork.
As the self-appointed bird expert here, I'm just going to say most birds do not have a penis. Most birds have a little lump called a cloaca. During the breeding season, when hormones are flowing, the cloaca swells and birds can get a cloacal protuberance.
Then I'm going to say porgs have cloacas. These porgs are sucking each other's cloacas.
I've only heard cloaca in like relation to Yoshi, but like...
What? It's like, have you heard about Yoshi's cloaca? No, what are you talking about?
Yoshi, people think of Yoshi as a dude, but it's always popping out eggs, so it's like a chick. Yoshi's a girl. So, like, those eggs got to come from somewhere. It's like Yoshi's cloaca. Just got a cloaca. It's like shooting out eggs.
Or Yoshi might be like a switch hitting, sort of like the Jurassic Park dinosaurs.
That's what
switch as necessary.
Like a hermaphrodite, a starfish.
Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, I believe I've heard that Birdo from Super Mario Brothers 2 is also hermaphroditic. Because Birdo is a pink dinosaur with a pink bow on her head, and she can spit out eggs at you. She tries to kill you with her babies, which is weird. But
she's spitting them out of her mouth, though, which means she swallowed eggs at some point. So maybe
a lot of eggs.
She took eggs to completion,
and fire.
Now she's just kind of bringing those back up.
But in the Japanese manual,
okay,
Birdo is described with male pronouns. And in the Japanese manual, it literally says, like, this is a boy who is pretending to be a girl. I'm not kidding.
I think the American manual is like that, too. Like, I remember reading this as a kid and being like, I don't understand this.
That's bizarre.
It's weird.
Anyway, so these porgs. Do you think that Disney intentionally made two porgs leading the Pride Parade and fucking each other nonstop going to gay clubs? Or do you think this is an accident? Did you think that they didn't think too hard about it?
Oh, everything they do is intentional. When they made that smoke spell out the word sex, that was intentional. When they put that frame of pornography in The Rescuers Down Under, intentional. Like, they love putting this sex crap in their movies. They love it.
Good kitty. Good kitty. Good teenagers take off clothes. Do you remember that from Aladdin?
I do.
Yep.
In Aladdin.
And I did.
Take off their clothes.
What? I did because I was instructed to as a child.
What does that mean? What?
Aladdin is comforting or trying to soothe Raja. That's, I believe, Jasmine's tiger's name. And he says, good kitty, good kitty. And as it's trailing off in the background, you got to really crank the volume up. It's good teenagers take off clothes.
What?
It's like I got a little sing song. It doesn't sound like anything like kitty, so I don't know how it slipped through there, but it does, because then right after that is Robin Williams like, hur, hur, and like you lose it in the difference in volumes.
So I'm calling it right now. Disney's making a statement. Their first gay on-screen kiss. I'm going to call it kiss because porgs have beaks. Or do they have beaks? They don't have beaks. But I don't think they kiss like we kiss. I think that's their kiss. I'm calling it the first homosexual Disney kiss we got in Star Wars. So take that cock and suck on it, you nerds.
Yeah, you fucking homophobes.
You
homophobes.
I feel like, though, if Disney like went out of their way to make like gay porgs, they would have like paraded this in front of everybody's faces, though. Like, we would have had like 10 think pieces about like why gay porgs are everything.
Well, listen,
why they give us
you
life.
Need a first think piece. There's always a first think piece. And this is the first think piece right here on this podcast. Congratulations, you two. You're part of it.
Thank you.
I can't believe
there's going to be BuzzFeed articles based on this podcast.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, brother.
I can't believe we broke news. I'm so proud of us.
So all porks are gay and lesbians.
I think that's a leap. I think you're. I think what you're doing is.
Yeah, I was going to go the other way. I was going to say that one of those porgs is in a committed relationship with that porg in the foreground of the gif you showed
he
us.
He looks pretty dumb. He looks like he's pretty out of it.
Does that have orange or not? I don't remember.
It does.
Oh, it does. So they're all porg dudes? Because I was thinking, I thought maybe that was like, it was like Brokeback
porg
mountain. Okay, yeah, it is another dude.
It is
okay.
A dude.
Yeah, so he's like, just,
he's
gay.
Like another bro, but he's not being invited to the porg G.
Oh yeah, by the way, this gift comes from @AmAnatilia. We'll link to your Twitter. Sorry for stealing your gift to make an entire episode out of this. Anyways, porgs, they're cute and they're gay. Thank you for listening to Porg Chatter. Have a great night.
So it's like a gay porg that got cucked.
Wait. Stop. Go back. Wait. How you think that porg's getting cucked?
Well, if he's in a committed relationship with the porg in the foreground, and he's like just like neck biting the other gay porg, then it's kind of like it's cuckoldry.
Or it's ethical porg non-monogamy.
That's true. But yeah, we don't know their story.
We don't.
Maybe those porgs are in an open relationship.
That could absolutely be the thing.
Do you think
polyporgery, as it's known.
Do you think porgs mate for life?
Puffins mate for life? We just gotta ask these questions to puffins.
Penguins do.
They do?
Yes, they do.
There are a lot of gay penguins.
There's that video of a penguin pecking another penguin to death after he catches him with his lover.
It
has been cuckolded. It's a cuckolded penguin.
Well, that's not cucking if you kill the guy.
two of them just like go at it, and it is the most horrible thing maybe I've ever seen.
So this penguin's got Jersey fucking Shore up there.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ.
It's like, it's a real sort of like caveman penguin moves on both of their parts. They're out for blood and they get it. And you, it sort of shatters the whole march of the penguins friendly, like, we're just a gang surviving down here. It's like, well, one of them is
what we kill.
And it is over this beautiful penguin who came between them. They were friends.
Not anymore.
Oh my God.
It's pretty rough.
So do you think one of these porgs are cucking the pork in the foreground?
Again, I don't know enough. I hope not. I hope that they're sort of upfront about what they want. Because, you know, they're porgs. Why can't they all just kind of talk it out?
Well, they're on an island with, like, no natural predators, which is why they don't know what the fuck to do when Chewbacca shows up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they live on an island. It's a grumpy old man. Some giant sea cat that squirts out green milk out of her big boobs.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of weird frogs dressed like maids.
Yeah, the froggy carp nuns.
Yes.
Yeah. And Rey and Chewbacca.
Yeah, exactly.
And these porgs don't know what the fuck is up, which is why they, instead of, you know, running when Chewbacca eats one of them, they just huddle around and give him the big puppy dog eyes. Like, they have no natural defense mechanisms.
Well, I'm going to say, if I'm a gay porg, just thinking from that thing, and this thing coming around, that's like a big old porg daddy. Like, that's a whole hunk of man that I've never seen before. I'm like, whoa. God, you're right. So maybe they were, you know, it's like
does
porg
Chewbacca's
war.
Fuck? Mm. Are there girl Chewbaccas?
Chewbacca has a son.
Yeah, Chewbacca has a son.
Lobaca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have to fuck, right?
Yeah, Chewbacca's wife is featured heavily in the Star Wars Christmas special. It's like Chewbacca's wife, Chewbacca's dad, and Chewbacca's kid are all waiting for Chewbacca to get home. Why are you sighing?
I don't care about any of this.
Then why did you ask?
The Christmas special is like peak Star Wars, though.
This is also Star... You host a Star Wars podcast.
No, I don't. I host a porg cast.
Well, I'm saying Chewbacca is like the ultimate porg daddy.
Well, I do love
porg
that.
Porg zaddy.
Because literally, he's a big space bear.
Mm-hmm.
And gay culture.
Yeah.
Bears. Oh, here we go. Yes.
He's got that cool belt he wears.
So you think those porgs...
Sort of like a leather kind of vibe.
He's a leather daddy.
So you think the porgs want to fuck Chewbacca?
I think it's like, have you ever heard of vor? That like thing you fantasize about eating, being eaten? It's like porg vor. They're kind of into it.
I don't think they are developed. Their brains are way.
Well,
they better just tell
you it's got porgs young. You don't know what they like.
That's true.
Yeah, don't take away these porgs' agency.
Yeah.
They're climbing up into them. We all assume just because of their sad emotive eyes that they're sad as Chewbacca's about to eat that porg. Maybe they're all
they're
jealous
horny.
And horny.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
They might be
ooh, that lucky porg.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing. You know, when your eye, when you're horny, your eye, your pupils dilate. I read that somewhere. Did you know that?
I'm going to start like making like really stern eye contact with every girl I ever see at a bar now that you told me that.
Yeah, I'm going to start like judging their. I'm going to like really stare into their eyes one at a time and be like, is this dilating?
I'm going to be like, hey, how big were your pupils before?
Can you measure them for me? So maybe porgs are horny all the time, every second of every day. Holy fuck, those birds. No wonder there's so goddamn many of them.
Like, what if vor is like intrinsic to their being? Like they just want to be eaten.
Well, that's the thing. It's like they know it's wrong. It's kind of like in Basic Instinct. It's like, well, he knows this girl is dangerous. He's investigating her for murder. But that danger makes it sexy.
Feels so right.
I know.
I would have liked Basic Instinct better had it also had porgs. If there had been porgs scattered around that sort of seaside mansion that they hung out in.
What other movies would be improved with porgs?
Most, I think.
I would say most as well.
You know what? Sure, if Star Wars Episode 8 had more porgs in it, I would like that movie more.
I think Cruel Intentions. We need more porgs in like the background of the high school. Maybe they're going to high school. Let's just replay. Idea. Free reboot idea, Disney. Freaks and Geeks, but they're all porgs.
That show would still be on the air if that was the case.
That's true.
And what's his name wouldn't be in the position to sexually harass everybody.
James Franco.
Yeah, exactly, because we wouldn't have a famous, but there'd be a porg that sets up an acting school in New York and L.A. just to fuck girls.
Fuck named you, a porg would never rip the plastic off a pussy.
Oh my god.
James Porgo.
Luke, yeah. You gotta do this more.
I love to. I'm having a great time, and this is delicious.
I mean, just talk about it. It's really good. General. You're so good at it.
Thank you. I'm, again, somewhat of a bird expert, self-proclaimed.
Do you actually, like, did you have, like, a bird when you were a kid? Or?
My mother briefly lived in a rehabilitation center for birds of prey, and I would stay there with her sometimes, and it was horrifying because there was an owl that lived loose in the house, and owls are what inspired ghost stories because they fly at you silently with just a, you know, like a flutter of white in the pitch black, and there's no way not to scream like a frightened child.
Holy fuck. Okay, well, Luke's background is terrifying. Thank you for listening to Pork Chatter. We'll see you next time. Porgs, they're gay, they're hot, they're sucking each other's cloacas all the time, leading the pride parade. Anybody else? Plug your stupid shit.
Not. They called it stupid.
Asterius got a stupid.
Stop. We lost a lot of.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. So, Asterios, would you like to plug anything?
No, I'm good. Everyone knows where to find me. If they're listening to this, they know who I am.
No, shit, they're right. Justin, would you like to plug anything?
Yeah, sure. If you're really into vor, then check out my YouTube channel. It's called Wang. All of my videos are about vor.
How do you spell Wang?
W-H-A-N-G with an exclamation mark.
Excellent. Cool.
I don't have anything to plug, but I have some things to plorg, if that's okay.
Tell me more.
You're so cute, Luke.
Thank you. I have a podcast that you can listen to called This American Carnage, which is about our patriotic duty to try to give the president the benefit of the doubt when possible. And it's gotten harder. It's gotten harder, but... You know, I'm still out there. We're doing it. And then other than that, you can, if you see me on the street, come up to me, ask me questions about birds in general
or cloacas.
Anything with a cloaca, honestly. I'm on Twitter at Luke Cage Simmons.
I'm Sarancho at delete your account spelled stupid. If you can't find it, you're not missing much. Thank you for listening.
Mine's not Pikachu's X.